anymore, I'm gone to sleep.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. My name is Claire Kilborn, and you are listening to my show, Final Girl. Before we get into the music today, let's hear a quick PSA. And I'm pulling one up right now. Okay.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
Who is ready for the farmers market to come back? I legitimately cannot wait. I have a break on Wednesdays in my schedule, which is perfect for the farmers market. So once the ground isn't frozen over anymore, and the farmers market comes back, my Wednesdays are going to be so beautiful. Anyways, like I said, my name is Claire, and you are listening to Final Girl. A bit of a switch up from the genres of last show. Let's see. Today, we're going to be doing shoegaze, ambient, and a little bit of noise rock, because that's just what I've been listening to. I had a very busy weekend, and so this morning, because I planned my show this morning, when I was planning it, I just want something very dreamy, kind of out there that I can chill to. I'm going to be doing some homework while the music is playing. So if you're also doing something else, this is some great just stuff to listen to in the background, or just chill and really let yourself get lost in the music. I think it's not something shoegaze and ambient music is not something that I find myself called to listen to every single day. But it is a very interesting corner of the alternative rock genre as a whole. And I think that a lot of shoegaze and ambient music, there's a lot of male bands that are big names. I mean, when you think of shoegaze music, the first thing your mind would probably go to is My Bloody Valentine. And they're great and everything like that. And a lot of these other kind of big bands in the scene, it feels like kind of all of the genres of music that I play, it feels like kind of a boys club. So I just wanted to highlight some women artists and some bands with a lot of women in them for tonight's show. Yeah, I think that shoegaze can be, and ambient music can be, very divisive for people. People either really like it, like me, or they find that it kind of drones on and on. But I hope that you guys will enjoy the music. The first song that I'm going to play, sorry if this is clipping, I can't get the mic quite right tonight. You would think, now that we're on season 5, I would know the proper settings. So tonight we're going to start with a song called Always April by a band called Allison's Halo. This band, they're from Arizona. They were formed in Tempe in 1992. I'm trying to read their bio and see if there's anything else cool to pull out. But this song is from an album called Eye Dazzler, which was released in 1998. The album cover has spirals all over it, so you guys know I'm obsessed with it. But it's very reminiscent of that one Mazzy Star album cover. And I it's a adjacent sound, not super similar. Guys, there's a can of peas, a can of green peas on the desk in here, and I don't really know why, and that was really distracting from my intro to this song, but that's okay. I'm gonna figure out why that's there. Anyways, this song that I'm playing first is called Always April by Allison's Halo, and it was released in 1998. and I hope that you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. That second song that you heard was Empty Words by Bowery Electric. This was released in 1996, and the album is called Beat. Bowery Electric is, like, one of the influential bands of kind of the shoegaze genre. They were kind of lesser known. Well, they were a pioneer of the genre. They were definitely lesser known kind of during their peak active years. And then as shoegaze has really taken off, in the years following, in the 2010s and into now, they've really gained a lot more popularity than they were when they were active. But I think, like, now you guys know what I mean when I said, like, you can totally get lost in this music, and, like, it kind of feels, at least to me, shoegaze and this ambient music makes me feel like I'm floating sometimes, or, like, I don't know, it can put me to sleep. Like, if I can't sleep, and, like, even, like, doing a meditation doesn't help me, I always turn on this music, and it's kind of like a lullaby. Like, it really puts me to sleep. I want you all to dream, and I am passively dreaming, but I am trying to do work, so it is kind of putting me to sleep a little bit, but that's all right. The next song that I have, I'm sure you're gonna recognize. I'm gonna play Sugar Hiccup by Cocteau Twins. This is one of my favorite songs of theirs. This was released in 1983 on the album Head Over Heels. Cocteau Twins is, they're such an influential band. I feel like I play them all the time on the show. I don't even know what to say about them. Their discography is so incredible and covers so many genres. And really the only way to describe them is, like, ethereal. I think it's really hard to describe their music. I was talking about them with someone the other day who wasn't very familiar, and I was like, you just have to go listen. Like, I can tell you that their music is great, and everyone has their own favorite album or project that they've put out, because they're all very different but all very similar at the same time. I'm like, you just have to go figure that out for yourself. Everyone should discover their own, like, Cocteau Twins bias album and get back to me. But I really love this song, and I hope you guys do too. This is Sugar Hiccup by Cocteau Twins.
Sugar Hiccup.
Alrighty. Okay, so that was quite a lot of music. Let's see, that was like... Yeah, that was like 13 minutes of music, I think. Actually, way more than that. Maybe 15. Isn't that beautiful? Alright, it's 8:30. Again, you are listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. The second song that you heard was She's Unreal by a band called Peroshka. This was released in 2019, and the album is called Brickbat. And this band is made up, it's like a band, it's, the band is a band, but there's artists from Lush, Elastica, Moose, Modern English, a lot of these very, like, well-known bands, and this is just kind of a side project, but a little bit of shoegaze, a little bit of post-punk, very cool. Yeah, and they're active now, whereas a lot of those bands are from the 90s, so this is, like, kind of a resurgence for a lot of them. But I really like that song. And then the last song that you heard was Dream Popper's Tribute. This is by a band called Roomskib, and I couldn't find, like, much about them. Let's do a quick Google search. Yeah, they're from Denmark. Which is cool. I feel like there's a lot of good international, shoegaze music that I just haven't, like, quite tapped into. Yeah, but I hope that you guys enjoyed those songs. I just think they're very, like, otherworldly. They're very cool to listen to. Just, like, shoegaze as a genre. The next song that I'm going to play is called Baby's Breath, and this is by a band called Love Lies Crushing. The album is from 1993, and it was called Blow Eyelash Wish, which, if you know anything about me, I'm, like, crazy about making wishes on my eyelashes. Like, I'll find myself washing my face in the morning, and if an eyelash falls out, like, I have to stop my routine and make a wish or, like, an intention for the day or whatnot. You know, some of my eyelash wishes have come true. Some, maybe they're still in the progress of coming true, but I'm superstitious, and that is one of my favorite little superstitions, is that you have to make a wish on any eyelashes. I don't know. I think it's really cute, and it's really fun. So, yeah, that's... I really appreciate the name of the album. Anyway, this is Baby's Breath by Love Lies Crushing from 1993. Enjoy. Thank you. All right, so that second song that you just heard was A Void by Glizen, I think is how you pronounce it. It's Glixen, but they're out of Phoenix, Arizona. That's two bands from Arizona this show. Interesting. Maybe Arizona is like a hub for shoegaze. Who knows? I'll have to look into that. Yeah, I found that song like a couple of days ago, but thought it was really cool. This was released in 2025, on an EP. It's called Quiet Pleasures. So like there's a lot of old classic shoegaze from the 90s, which I'm about to play a song from the 90s. But it's really had a resurgence, I think, over the past like 5 or 6 years, like since COVID kind of, I think over COVID, maybe even a little bit before, maybe in like 2019, like My Bloody Valentine really had a resurgence on social media. And I think that kind of inspired a new generation of shoegaze-esque inspired bands. The next song that I'm going to play is For Love by Lush. We only have 15 more minutes, but I think we can get through all the music. I'm just going to stop talking so much. Okay, we're going to do two songs and then another two, and then I'll leave, I'll end on a song. Okay, so the next song is For Love by Lush. This was released in 1992 on the album Spooky. I love Lush, and I've played them before, so I hope you all enjoy.
Just to be the boys, happy just to
Okay, that second song was Kit by the band Julie, and I knew about 30 seconds ago where they were from, and now I forget. Oh, they're from LA. Just looked it up. Yeah, we've definitely, like, moved on from shoegaze more into, like, just some good old, I don't even know if that would be noise rock because it's not quite noisy enough, but I thought it fit in with the rest of the songs. I don't know. The next song that I have is Soft Fall by My Transparent Eye and Lazy Lazy. This is a single, and it was released in 2023. I don't know if I have anything else to say. I don't know where this artist is from, but this is Soft Fall by My Transparent Eye. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone, that last song was Ghost of You by Baby Teeth. It's 8:58, so, oh, and now it's 8:59. Again, I'm Claire, and this has been my show, Final Girl. I'll be back next Monday at 8 p.m., and I'm going to leave you guys with Dead Forever by Venturing, which is a side project of Jane Remover. Have a great night, and I'll see you guys next week.